Hey, what's up? What's up? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talk with Sam podcast. Just Talk with Sam podcast. Man, we got a good one for you guys today, man. I feel pretty good about this. It's Mother's Day. And like we have always done on Mother's Day, my mom is joining us. I really have no idea what we're going to talk about. We're just going to shoot the breeze. Look, let me sit back and break this down for a second. Normally on the show is us cutting the fool. It's us joking. It's us just either interviewing big name celebrities or whoever, and which is cool, and that's fine. But a lot of times, I always get an email around this time of year. It's like, hey, you're gonna have your mom back on the show, and of course I am. Not that I'm knocking any celebrities or anything like that. It's just good to sit down and talk with your mom. And quite honestly, I would like a documentation where I can sit down and talk with my mom, man. When you sit back and look at these things and just show love and to the people who gave you life, means a lot. And then on top of that, man, you don't want to be one of those people who say all the nice things when they can't hear it. And I don't mean deaf. I'm like D-E-A-F. I mean D-E-A-T-H. You know, death. You know, you say all the nice things after a person is gone. So I like to say all my nice things to her, in front of her, and in front of you guys, you know, who's listening. Alright, that's enough of me. I get a chance to talk to my mom. Let me get off my soapbox. It's Mother's Day, man. And speaking of which, before we get into this podcast, we gotta pay some bills around here. I want to say thanks to going to SamShowNation.com. Thank you guys for doing that. By going to SamShowNation.com, it's your one-stop shop for everything regarding the Just Talk with Sam podcast. Right there, you can hit random link or all the links that we have there. You can hit the donate button. It's always been a Crossroads podcast, and give whatever makes you feel like a good person. You can listen to the podcast by hitting the podcast link, and right there we're on Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, iTunes, RSS, however you listen to, or right there at samshownation.com, hit the podcast link and you can listen to it right there on the right there on the page at samshownation.com. Hit the store. You can get whatever Just Talk with Sam swag we have there. T-shirts. We just re-upped T-shirts. I know a few people were, you know, they had to get a delayed order because we had to get some more T-shirts in. So we made sure they had some extra goodies when we sent those T-shirts out. We just re-upped T-shirts of all shapes and sizes, stickers, and you guys should be all set. Got a few sponsors for today's show. The first sponsors are the good folks at Flower.com. You guessed it. Hit that current promotions. Hit the promotions link at SamShowNation.com. It is Mother's Day currently as I'm saying this. And I know some people waited to the last minute. I used to be one of those people. But thanks to the good folks at Flowers.com, you go to SamShowNation.com. And even today, Mother's Day, if you listen to the sound of my voice, you hit that link at Flower.com. And you can get some cool gifts for Mother's Day for the special mothers in your life. Whether it be flowers, whether it be roses, whether it be Mother's Day gift baskets, Mother's Day chocolates, they got you covered right there. Only thing we ask you to do is go to SamShowNation.com, click the Flower.com link. You can pick over different bouquets, whether it be of shapes, sizes, different types of flowers. Me personally, all the ladies in my life that are mothers got cool gift baskets. I'm happy to look at my mom right now, who's eating chocolate out of her gift basket while they're setting up her mic. It's actually pretty cool. And she's nodding her head yes. She's nodding her head yes, saying this is a cool gift and probably wants another one. But either way, you could be a part of this as we do this. So please go to SamShowNation.com. Click the Flower.com link. Pick the bouquet of flowers. They have same-day shipping. No one has to know that you waited to the last minute. And if you look in the right-hand corner, you can talk to a person. You can order right there. You can order right there online. Or you can have the service number. You can be sent directly. And you can talk to a person. You can make a rush order. Now, they do have same-day shipping, but you may want to jump on it. So, please go to SamShowNation.com. Hit the Flower.com link. You can pick all types of gift baskets, chocolates, fruit baskets, flower, roses for all the special mothers in your life. Hurry up, or they're going to know you were slacking. the second sponsor, the good folks at Booking.com. Booking.com, Booking.com, yeah. Look, hey, maybe you forgot Mother's Day and you're on the run. I get it. You understand. You got to get out of here. You got to make it look like something else. Or maybe you're getting an early start on your Memorial Day plans. Either way, Booking.com got you covered. Go to SamShowNation.com. Click that Booking.com link, and you're right there with just on the level of over 900,000 hotels worldwide, over 88 plus million hotel reviews that make you know which one has all your best interests at hand. By doing that, is new deals listed daily for every budget. You can make changes to Booking anytime you want online if you go to booking.com via Sam Show Nation, and round the clock customer service. So if you got to get out of there, you got to get out of there, and we got you covered. So go to samshownation.com, rate your stay, find some trips of a lifetime. Great deals for any type of budgets. Go to samshownation.com under the current promotions link. Booking.com. Memorial Day is coming up and you need to get out of here. Booking.com. Find a great beach holiday. Make your own beach. Booking.com. Booking.yeah. And last and certainly not least, look, is Amazon.com. They have a bunch of Mother's Day stuff. I get it. It's pretty cool. But one thing, you know, you may want to do is buy yourself some stuff. Who are we kidding, man? You have been doing it for mom. You got out. Maybe you were a good kid. Maybe you did it in time. Maybe you did all of that stuff. And maybe you need to get a little piece, you know, coming your way. And Amazon got you covered because Amazon has everything from A to Z. You go to SamShowNation.com. Click that Amazon link and you can find the perfect thing for you. Maybe you need, you know, Amazon Fire. Maybe you springing forward with the Marc Jacobs collection, the casual contemporary watch. You can spruce up the new season. What, Sam, you know about watches? You doggone right I know about watches. And I know Marc Jacobs is a good watch, and I know you can get it from Amazon.com. You can get off your daily stuff with the dash buttons that I am falling in love with at this point because they make shopping very, very easy. But one thing I know you're going to do, you're going to go to Amazon.com. So please go to SamShowNation.com, click that Amazon link and shop as you normally would. And also, one thing I am liking on Amazon almost as much as the dash button is the everyday deal right there on Amazon. What? You can go to Amazon.com via SamShowNation.com, and there's a link right there that says today's deals. And you can break down whatever you need, whatever Amazon is marking down. You could be right there first in line for whatever type of person you are. They got everything from A to Z. You can jump in on it on the ground floor. So please go to SamShowNation.com, click that Amazon link on the homepage, current promotions page, and shop as you normally would. Okay, that's pretty much what I got right now. I'm going to fix my mom's mic, and it looks like Tasha's joining us too. So we're going to do that, and I will see you guys in about 90 seconds. This is Just Talk With Sam Podcast, y'all. Just Talk With Sam Podcast. Put your name on it. You don't talk about it. Be about it. I don't know this till like right now.
Seriously.
Tune, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all just listen, we never write this out.
already hit record because, well, it's Mother's Day. I get a chance to sit down and talk with my mom. And for some reason, Tasha has to be here.
Yeah. But, I know you don't want me to.
Nah, you're okay. Fine. But the governor's back. It's Mother's Day 2016. We're here with the fabled, the only 100%er of the podcast universe where everyone universally likes you. 100%. It's my show and I don't even have that. 100%. I have been reading. I told you this on the way in. I was reading some of the emails. It was like, it's Mother's Day. I hope the governor comes back and tells stories of Sam's childhood and what type. And I would like to, I'm glad you're here, Ma. Love you. And you can set the record straight. I was a perfect child. Now, those other two you got.
Perfect.
Perfect. Not a problem.
Your confidence, Sam. It's awesome.
Not a lot of, I was the model child. Like, he did it. People would drive for miles to bring their children and just see me in a daily habitat of how I used to act. And they would tap their children and say, you need to be like that.
Wow.
You need to be like that. So, yeah, model child right here. This may be the shortest podcast ever.
Maybe.
Okay. A great thing. I mean, if you don't acknowledge yourself, who will? Hi, I'm Margo McLean.
Look how she separated herself from it already.
I'm Margo McLean, the mother of Samuel McLean, Terrence McLean, and Jermaine McLean.
Those two guys don't matter. They
do matter. This is Mother's Day, May 8th, 2016, and we want to give honor and glory to the God we serve. First of all, that's the first thing we want to do, because God thought enough of Adam, who is the first human being Father. That he made, that Adam let Eve be his wife and to acknowledge her as the mother of his children. From Genesis 3:20, he said he thought of her enough to call her mother because she bore his children.
Yeah, and that I whole think Cain that and Abel was great thing.
But one thing about mom, it goes a long way. And one thing about mom, forward or backwards, it's still mom. You can spell it forward. You can spell
it backwards. I get what you're saying.
It's still mom. And to be a mom, and to be Sam mom, I'm going to turn mom upside down and call it wow.
See, you heard it straight from the source.
He is.
You heard it straight from the source. Different. Wow, okay. It was the greatest. She could.
I just got to say,
she couldn't
wow.
get those years back. It's you so know, great. Like, don't get me wrong. I love my brothers, Terrence and Jermaine. I love them, but it was a reason. Yes, you got here. You got the third one. Just like, you know what? We got
what
it right.
He knows what he's doing.
And like, I would like to dispel. Let's just get into it. Like, I am a father, and my wife is a mom now.
You're welcome.
And I've been hearing a lot of chatter around the dinner table. Some of that chatter is like,
so are your brothers? They're fathers.
They're fathers too. We're not talking about them.
So is they wives?
Yeah, they're mothers now. I would like to talk about them.
Okay.
We'll talk about them in June.
Tasha. Well, I'm going to put them in order. Christina, LaWanda, and Natasha.
Yeah.
All mothers. And not only them, the whole world. It's a whole lot of mothers.
But the chatter around the dinner table, that I just want to get right into, that my son is a dead ringer for how I used to act. And I don't know. I think people put a little sauce on that.
No, they don't put no sauce.
They're making it a little bit more.
You reap what you sow. And normally when you plant something, you always grow more.
Charles is good, but
he's a very good child, and he's smart. He's smart like you were smart, but you getting more of it because he's more experienced to different things. Technology is a lot more advanced. You was very smart, and he coming along showing you was an amateur to his smartness.
I can say this, and I have on good authority, mainly because I was there. You have never been as tired as me and Tasha was tired. you know, dealing with little Chuck.
I want to go to sleep right now.
Like, we have not, I don't think you've ever been. You, my wife, my mom got a solid 8 hours every night.
That is not the truth.
That is not 8 hours now.
I don't get, I don't never remember since I've been a mom that I got 8 hours.
Me either.
The only way I could probably, I probably got 8 hours.
Collectively?
When I had surgery or something like that. But, with my children, let me break down mama for
okay.
my son.
Okay, you're talking about
around the dinner table, Thanksgiving, Christmas, holiday. And one thing about a mama, that is a job, full time.
Great benefits.
No benefit. A full time job.
Thankless job.
No, you cannot retire from it. You cannot quit. Now people do, it's not
you
the same.
You shouldn't quit.
You cannot quit. You won't get laid off.
Depending on who your kid is.
Well,
you may.
I mean, even
depending on who your kid is, you may have a 401k.
You still a mom. You still their mother. You cannot and will not erase that. One thing about being a mom: if mom had a child and the child was born stillborn, you still a mom. When the mom passed on, you still a mom. You look at people don't remember when they was born quicker than they remember when their mom died. My mom died in 1996, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. I was doing this, and they remember what they was doing. One thing about it, that is a full-time job.
Can we get back to me?
Not only mom or dad, too, but because this is Mother's Day, and you want to be the perfect child.
What are you talking about? I want to be. I did it.
I would go with excellent. If you got up this morning, able and in your right mind, and your blood running warm in your vein, that's enough to call everything excellent.
Okay. Not disputing anything you just said. I just want to see the comparison between, because like Chuck does this thing where he jumps in our bed.
Okay.
Every morning, we can put him wherever, like it's time for him to go to sleep. We put him in his bed. Bedtime comes almost like clockwork. 6 a.m., 5:45, like clockwork. He jumps.
No, it'd be like 3. 3 something in the morning.
Okay.
He jumps in the bed. Hi, Mommy. Hi, Daddy. And I don't answer, and he like mush. I don't know what that's called when you take your hand, just kind of mush your face, trying to wake
touch
you up.
Let me correct you on that. It's been some nights where Charles has hopped in my bed, and him and his daddy Sam already sleeps in the middle of the bed. So there's no room for me.
Okay,
there my whole behind is already hanging off the bed.
Okay,
and then the child gets in there. And there's really no room. So guess where mama goes? On the couch. And then, here comes the child.
But that's you. See, I get those karate kicks.
He comes in the bed and lays lays right on
my
back.
We talk about mother.
That's my point.
Hold on.
This is what I go through. While you over there sleeping 9 hours.
I wish. I got my face mush and I get a couple of kicks.
I wake up. I go to sleep at 11:30. Like, you look at me some nights, I just fall asleep. You be like, get up. I'm like, no, don't sleep. Leave me alone. And
okay.
My point for saying all that is,
I don't think you have one.
I have a point. I do. It never ends. I can't even sleep. I go to sleep, he on my back.
I was trying to find a comparison between myself and Charles. What is
it's a lot.
What is it? 25.
You take up, you invade my space in the bed. That's a comparison right there.
It's a 27-year gap between me and him.
28 years.
Yeah.
He was 28 when he was born.
Yeah, so I need to know, in 28 years, how did that translate? Because, I'm talking to the source right here, my mom. I didn't do nothing like that.
Well, yes, you did. You did a lot. How? I mean, you got up. You was very, very particular always. I can truly say, and I will say, all three of my sons love their mom. You ain't the only one that did getting up early. Charles is not the only one that did. You did it. Terrence did it. Jermaine did it. That's a child. That's what they do. Early in the morning, when they arrive, when they wake up, that's the first thing they do. I mean, they come find out where their parents are. But that's just a child. You should have named Charles Sam.
How?
He's, I mean, just like you. Yeah, just
you like keep you. Saying yeah. just yeah. like
he,
you.
He does
like,
so stand much like
you. He walk like you. He just have my face. But everything okay. else is you.
That's because I'm awesome. Okay. Part of that great influence ain't you getting.
And his face is starting, he's starting to look more like you, so that's, yeah. that's leaving.
And that's
well,
good.
That's a part of growing up.
Okay, but have you seen it?
Your
where,
color, everything.
With me and him. Now, I know some of the actions are very close, because I got a little mirror whenever I'm, like, watching sports, or I'm watching football, or I'm doing something. He repeat whatever I say.
Yeah.
He mimic.
So, just, yeah, what I get doing? That. Like, I, what was that? Come on. I was watching the Pistons. Like, come on, Drummond. Come on, Drummond. I was like, what was that? It's a little echo.
Well, he like an echo. He was saying stuff about the football game, him and his granddad. And he, my husband and I, both looked at each other like, this Sam all over again.
You but, keep saying things like all over. All right, you got this. You got a story. Cause your face lit up like
story.
One. I would like to hear one of these stories.
Story. Well, concerning the things you did. I mean, you did it so much. I mean, all of you. You
it sound like a bad thing.
I mean, you wasn't bad. You was busy. I mean, always doing something. Always got something going on. You got it. You better find Sam. You better find Sam. He doing something. Building something from Legos to whatever. He always doing something.
I did step on a Lego the other day, and that, like, that 3 o'clock in the morning, you don't know they're there. That
he
like,
went
right
downstairs tonight and wanted me to bring the Lego table up. No, I ain't about to step on all them Legos. You know the little Lego table with all the Legos in it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. Here we go again.
I am waiting on some of the things for school, because I'm pretty sure you have a Sam in school story. I'm pretty sure something around. Please. I would like to hear what his story so I know what I'm looking for.
Have you ever
to.
Gotten a whoop in front of your class?
No, but I've gotten threatened to the point where anybody with common sense could figure it out. Like, oh yeah, he's going to get it when he goes home.
Yes, because you were smart. And you was the class clown. But the other children will be watching you instead of doing their lesson.
And they failing
and you making your grades, and I had to threaten you.
I can't help that.
Because
get in touch with spare.
You know, you can do your lesson and still do you like multitask when you was little. You know, just doing stuff.
But what I'm seeing now with Chuck is a lot of like charm. Charming, like we was talking about this a little bit off mic, where he'll walk into a store, he'll see the cashier, or he'll see lady behind the counter or something. Hi, lady.
You was saying, hey, hi, sweetie, for
yeah.
the longest.
Okay, that's because he heard somebody tell him that.
And he...
No, I don't know if that's what you heard, but he just started saying, he was with my dad, and he just started saying it. I don't know where he got it from.
Okay, like your cousin Nita. And like Miss Rose, Miss Thrash, these are people who've been in your life, and you know that they was in your life. You just light up. I mean, when you see them, you could be sick,
mm-hmm.
and you can be definitely ill all during the day. But when they come around, Aunt Teresa, you know, Auntie Phyllis, you just light up. You know, when you see someone. But I'm just saying. It goes. You could just watch Charles walk. There goes Sam. Mm-hmm. And I'm just saying, everywhere we go, you've been there. The first thing somebody say, man, he looked just like Sam. You know, did Tasha have anything to do with this?
I would like to say yes.
I would like to
I
say
would
yes.
Like
yes.
To say
I'm just saying, but.
But when he was first born, he looked like he looked like his granddaddy. He looked like Shooty to me when he was first born.
Mm-hmm. But at the older he get,
like, he's doing stuff now. I have seen him. We went out to the store. I don't know what we got. Something stupid. And he's just walking past people. High five? And he's just high five and just people.
But he's that kind of person.
He's very friendly just and outgoing.
Very friendly and outgoing, just like you mm-hmm. were. And you know what, Sam? Have you ever heard, I know you done heard your Auntie Phyllis say it, because she say it all the time, and your Uncle Ike, I know you done heard them say it. They creating, looking up, trying to find out ways to get him back from jokes and pranks and all kind of stuff.
Yeah, they're still.
Just tell him, yeah. Tasha, get him. I don't have nothing to do with it. Bring it. Get Sam.
Bring it.
You know,
I have to tell people that.
You're going to play a joke on Sam, get Sam. I ain't got nothing to do with it.
You know, everybody think about how can't to get be got, Sam man.
I'm Teflon. I'm Teflon. I can't be got.
But being a mother is a full-time.
I just got
all
Wanda.
The time.
Yep.
Unconditional love. No matter what.
I hate to, just why you got me thinking about it. I just got Wanda. What was it? April Fool's Day not too long ago.
LaWanda too.
I didn't even think
about how I'm going to pay him back.
Because, what was it? April Fool's Day just passed. I got letterhead from 36th District Court. Those who don't know who's not in Detroit know it's like that's the main court. If something happened or you did something, you got a parking ticket.
That or Franklin, right? Was it Franklin Murphy Hall?
Yeah. If you that's get something, support. But those are the ones, mainly 36th District, they serious on you now. You know, she got a letter in the mail, unpaid parking tickets, $400 worth of parking tickets.
Wonder who that came from.
Some dude. Some
that's
dude.
That's why you on everybody hit list. Busy.
And I'm going to say this again. I don't have nothing to do with any of it.
Say
I
remember not that, to mess with not
like, and, like Uncle Mike.
What you do to them?
So
just
much.
Just be busy.
Just so much. Phyllis. And my vibe has always been bring it. I don't know what they going to do.
Yeah, one year you got me. He got yes. Silly String. And then I was getting ready to go to work or something.
Miss Sherland, everybody.
He put Kool-Aid in the shower head.
Sure did.
So once I turned the water was red. I didn't know what the heck is going on. Then this one time, it wasn't even April Fool's Day. I was in the shower. He put plastic on the door.
Yeah, but the plastic on the door makes you
to
look
distract me.
See, y'all gone.
And put ice cold water in a super soaker and sprayed me fresh out of the shower. And
it's
ice cold.
I gotta be honest. I can pass these down to my son.
Nope, don't do it.
Because I really
no, you don't have to. Dana did it for you. DNA.
He could take it to a whole new level. Like, because a lot of my stuff that I'm getting, I kind of got from Dad. Sort of. Just modified a little bit. We turned it up a little bit. So I'm very curious to see what he's going to do. Probably to you, because you're the closest.
No.
Yeah.
What you mean by that?
Since you're the closest, like, you ain't gonna get me. I'm Teflon. I already see.
You might have met your match with him.
No. Because I've gotten my mom little stuff, nothing big. Like out of other people, like the little joke gum. Growing up, like the little gum that turns your teeth blue or green, yep. Or
stick like, your teeth together.
Yeah.
And stuff.
So I've done that. So
yep,
I'm looking at you.
Well, you know, payback is something different.
I was fine, and Dad was fine
well,
because
you get yours.
Dad
you
had
got
that vibe.
Whole line of people that want to get you.
I just
that's right.
Dad had that vibe with the gum. I know specifically he with the gum. He was just like, something off about this. I'll wait. You took the gum. You ate it. And he was like, all right.
But see, that's because mamas do stuff. They children, when they children are children, you eat whatever. You be like, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
I don't eat none of Charles having his hand. That's what
well,
I do. I
you
eat
you will. Just
them
keep
little
living.
Sticky hands. His hands always be cold and sticky.
Keep living.
I don't eat nothing out them hands.
See? And there we go.
And then
so,
you want to touch wee-wee? No,
I'm curious. What do I have to look forward to?
I know you can't remember your whole life. But just remember life as you sing part, because you ain't going to remember all of it because it was you.
I do remember.
But being a father, being a mama, you're going to have to go, you're going to go through just what you went through.
I do remember.
He got to grow up. He got to go to school. The teachers, everybody love him. But he going to be, he's going to be just like you.
I do remember you, this is kind of a two-parter. Shout out New Life. Yeah, we was in New Life at that time.
Yes.
So if you from New Life, listen to me. Great. Thank you. But I do remember murdering Miss Neat Dress with cookies. Because I was doing what Charles do now, and I kind of like people. So, like, being a little kid, you give them the little snacks and the little cookies and cakes to kind of sort of calm them down during church.
Yeah.
Sort of, just to have them something to do. You may give them a little car or a little pocket toy or something. But mainly people come with the breath, like, you know, the little mints.
Kids,
or,
what church is?
Yeah.
Gummies.
Stuff like that.
Stuff that don't make noise.
And I remember taking a handful of, like, what was the peanut butter crackers, and taking my hand, eat the peanut butter, put the cracker back together, eat the peanut butter, and that peanut
Your
butter.
Your child do that right
that's
now.
That's what I'm saying. That's right. That's
child
what I'm seeing
do that
now.
Right now.
I have that, and I remember Ms. Nee had the nicest. I just bought this dress, and just
she probably
Ms. Nee
back too.
And just, I didn't mean to. I know as an adult now you don't do that, but I remember rubbing that peanut butter / saliva hand. On right on the dress, just that, and the look that you in the choir stand at the time gave me, everyone in whatever.
You gonna get it, brother.
It was just kind of like, all right,
that's the look.
Did you get it?
Oh yes,
you
did.
Anytime you could get beat in church, because New Life was how it was set up. There was no, like, straight up wall in the back. The wall only went as high as the choir stand.
I believe in the word of God.
So you can hear, if you're loud enough, something happening behind or, like, the bathroom part of that whole back room area. And in this case, churches are usually quiet around the message time. And you can clearly hear me getting beat.
Yes, by your mama.
During
write that down.
The message.
Make sure you write, Miss Margot E. McClain, wherever you start the party, we going to make a show. I believe in the word of God. He said,
I'm willing to believe.
The rod of correction would drive foolishness out of the heart of a child.
I had to be about 4, 5. Yeah, it's about right. Around 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Somewhere
and
in there.
You, but didn't you know better?
Yeah.
The age of accountability don't mean when you two. If you two and know better.
I would like to call ignorance
on that. You can call whoever, but call you wrong first.
I would like to call.
Think about it.
Because she gave
when
me.
When Charles is doing something, he ain't got no business to do. What's the first thing? He know he's not supposed to be doing it. What's the first thing he do?
Run
or throw the item and run.
One thing I love about my grandson, I know this is Mother's Day, this is not Grandson Day.
You had to get here.
But guess what? He's like Samuel, and I will say that. Anytime you know you about to get a whooping and you want to pray.
That has happened a few times.
That's
pretty
good.
He got covered day and did it. He was all said, Charles.
He put his hand together. He want to pray. Because
like,
he know, Lord, can call on Grandmama, Big Daddy, I mean, Auntie Wanda.
This morning.
Uncle Buddy.
This morning, I don't know what happened between y'all, but I walked downstairs. I'm sorry, Daddy.
No, because Charles goes in the refrigerator. Charles loves iced tea. He loves sweet tea, iced tea. He loves tea. He'll drink tea all day if you let him. So I have a tea pitcher. He knows how to pour his own drinks. But I don't let him do it because I don't want my floor sticky or my counter sticky.
Yeah, he'll miss.
Yes, he pours and he don't spill. But it's just the risk of him not paying attention to spilling. He's three. Yes, he can pour his own drink if I let him. But I tell him every day, do not stay at the refrigerator. If you want something, you ask me. So as soon as I hit the refrigerator, I'm Charles. All you hear, the items drop on the floor and him running because he know he's not supposed to be doing it. Or like if he get the remote, he is sneaking get the remote to change the channel. And he know he's not supposed to touch the remote. So when I say, Charles, give me the remote, he throws it to the other side of the room. That's stuff he...
One thing...
But I wouldn't like that. He would have to go get it.
He gets it.
And I hold give his it hand to and tell him,
pick
properly.
It up, you put it in my hand.
One thing of being a mother, we got to correct our children.
Oh, he gets corrected.
We have to correct our minor, our little children, as well as our... As well as our grown children. You gotta let them know. Straight up, you know.
One thing I am seeing, he's good with distractions now. He'll find a way to, like, take you out of the room if it's something he want in the room. Almost like, it's dumb, but he'll do the, look at that. And you figure, alright, okay. And you look at it, and he... slams the door behind you, and then you run back into the room. It's him with whatever you had, or if it's like a pop, or if it's or a piece of candy, or something like that. So he's doing that, which I can clearly say I have never done. The look you just really? Gave me.
Really?
Okay, have I done something like that where I was just like, look over there, and it just...
You're always trying to distract people. That's how you got out the doors. Do stuff just to...
Charles do it all the time. He gets you distracted.
Get you distracted and go do something.
Charles do it all the time. Sam Jr.
I'm still not seeing the connection.
He is you.
But you ain't seeing the connection because you don't want to see it.
My grandmother even said, Charles acts like Sam.
What? She didn't even know me.
She's talking about now the Sam she knows.
Oh, well, yeah, yeah. Of course.
You can't help but see it.
I'm not...
Happy Mother's Day, Tosh.
You had temper tantrums now as an adult?
Look, I don't have what you call temper tantrums. Like, I have... You know, it happened this morning. This morning, I went to Burger King, and I told the lady...
Oh, you did? Yeah, that's what you had a temper
tantrum. I told the lady...
Oh, yeah. That's what
it was. I got the croissant, which... And I told her, she said, what type do you want? I said, I want the bacon. My wife wants sausage.
Yo, see, that show you don't pay attention. Your wife don't eat no sausage sandwich. Your wife like bacon.
But I still ask for one of the other. Because whatever you eat, I'm going to get the other. Makes sense, right? Get two. This young lady repeated the order back to me. And I said, yes, that's my order.
Press pause. I had Burger King yesterday for breakfast.
Press
and I had,
no, she's saying, interrupting me.
I had Burger King the other day, and I had two bacon croissants, and they were both bacon. I just want to point that out. I told her bacon.
See how that had absolutely nothing to do?
I just want to share that with you. I told her bacon, and she got
absolutely
bacon.
Nothing to do with the point at
you
all.
You know what I'm saying?
But either way,
check
my little...
Check your food before you leave the restaurant.
My point is where my temper tantrums, the thing we were talking about, I told the lady, got my order. Was not what I ordered, obviously. So I just broke it down. I look, we talked about this. We went over it. You repeated the order back to me. You seem as though you knew what you was doing. This is why y'all don't deserve $15 an hour off the top. Right here. Mistakes like this. I'm not saying y'all don't work hard. I'm saying you don't work hard.
But you can put everybody in that category.
See, that's what I said. Not y'all. I said you. You, personally, that young lady, does not deserve $15 an hour.
Well, you can't say that.
No, she does.
She could have been having a bad day.
No, not bad enough where you repeat the order. You qualified with me three different times. When I gave you the order, you repeated it back, and when you handed it to me, that's like three different, like, checks. Because you got to put the stuff in the bag. But that's what goes back to my little temper tantrum that was told to me by my wife today.
Okay, but guess what?
Now,
why are you having a temper tantrum? That ain't cute.
Her words.
Okay, wait a minute.
Not
we
mine.
Go back to Mother's
her
Day.
Her words. Yeah, that's what
forget
I'm saying.
Burger King, the sandwiches, and whatever. But you
she's comparing me to Chuck. That's why she was saying like temper tantrums. I like, I did not have a temper tantrum. You messed up my order, and I want my money back.
Well, it happens. Stuff happens. I mean,
how was that?
Mother, sometimes.
Because you have to check behind people. Human error. You can't trust people. You have to check sometimes.
Okay. Jesus was at a wedding.
Yep.
Canaan. At a wedding. And they ran out of wine. And they had served wine.
Mm-hmm.
All day. But they don't have no more wine.
Mm-hmm.
And his first order came from his mother. The Lord speaking to his mother. For his first miracle that he performed. When he turned the water into wine.
I got to be honest. If they would turn one of those sandwiches into wine, we would not be having this conversation right now. But that is totally worth $15 an hour.
Okay, but I'm just letting you know. Like Jesus said, woman, I don't have nothing to do with that. He called his mama woman. I don't have anything to do with that. But God has put in her heart that he do. So his first miracle that he performed, he could have thrown a temper tantrum. Oh, mama, why are you doing it? I don't know how he did it.
He was Prince Peace. I'm just
saying. But guess what?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he could keep his temper in check.
But guess what? He's the word. He didn't have to be. But I'm just saying, sometimes people make mistakes. You don't live that far where you couldn't have turned around and said, you gave me the wrong order.
I got to be honest. We did debate how far did I have to go back. In my own laziness, I stay home. And I didn't exactly check. But I was tempted to go back up there. I was asked by another mother, you don't need to be going back up there to blah, blah, blah. She was just happy because she got her stuff.
No, I didn't want sausages. I don't like sausage croissants. I don't
eat. Well, what you do.
I don't like patty sausages.
Is check your order.
Now I know.
Before you leave.
You should know that.
But back to my boy who took the sausage, or the sausage, the hash browns, and the little bit of juice he had. He, that same jelly slash whatever substance hand, hit you.
I'm so used to being sticky.
What was it? The syrup, whatever that other sticky substance was, he hit you with it. Hi, mommy. And he just like right, almost like myself, almost on the knee, right there. Hi, mommy.
But he's not thinking about his hands sticky.
Why are they sticky?
Kids' hands stay sticky.
From whatever he had, I mean, from whatever y'all gave him, you know.
No, they're always sticky. And that's like every kid I've ever seen, ever, except me, because I was awesome.
Oh,
but
man.
I was never sticky.
Huh?
I moisturize. I was all right.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
They're always wet.
Sam, that's very good of you to think so well of yourself.
Now, Shooty and Shoney, those were sticky kids.
Oh, okay.
Why are you talking about your brothers?
Those are some sticky kids.
He love his brothers. And he adore them. So, the way he
is one in Georgia right now, goes under the moniker Sticky Sweet.
To them.
He grew up into it.
Yeah. Lord Jesus.
He's listening right now.
I like that you think you're such a perfect specimen.
Think.
Okay, let's change gears here. What you get me for Mother's Day?
Nothing.
No, you know what I mean?
You got the joy of being the mother. Like, the joy.
I need a gift for that.
I gave you the greatest gift ever. Me. Again. Much like how I was here for my mom, you got me again. If everyone is correct, you got me.
I give up. It's just,
again. It's like, you got a chance to relive, according to the dinner table, according to my mom, according to my dad. You get a chance to relive the greatness that made me the man I am today.
Thank you so much.
And what's so cool about it, I get a chance to have a hand in that and make sure he stays on that greatness path. You get me again.
Okay, not enough for the gift for Mother's Day.
I know.
And
see, she always try to get some. She
Thanksgiving, y'all deserve it.
She got the croissant, which that wasn't enough, and now she trying to mortgage that into.
Coney Island got Coney Island breaks. We're gonna be going through this.
But if I went to Coney Island, then it would have been a whole different situation.
No, because they can get your stuff right.
Yeah, tomato, tomato. But I'm here talking to my mom, and we just realizing the hits. I'm a greatest hits album.
Oh, Lord.
And she had hits. Like, she had real hits, too. But some of those hits.
Beating the black off your butt.
No one can do that. She's tried.
Beat the black on your butt.
I probably have been made darker, but none of the
Mama
darkness
gonna
left.
Knock you out. Those the greatest hits right there.
Sometimes, you know, maybe she was justified. Maybe she was. But I get it, being a parent, and we have such a.
When was the last time you got an actual slap or hit from your mama?
What, like 12 minutes ago?
Come on. mad at you. Like, when was the last time?
13 minutes ago?
But, I think she should, like, got, like, charged up and do some more whooping.
Nah, because right now my mom's just like, I did it. She's out. She's in grandma mode. And correct me at any time I'm wrong. Because she get a chance
well,
to...
Well, I won't ever stop being a mom.
No, what I mean by like, you've evolved. You're in grandma mode to the point where you can
extra.
Do it.
That's extra.
But you can kind
of... That mean more of it. But I'll always be a mom. I'm grandma. I'll always be a grandma.
But grandma mode, you can send them away.
Of course. That's the best part of grandma mode.
Like, because my mom is doing stuff that's, like, very contradictory. And when I always talk about this, and I talk to her, it's like revisionist history.
That's like, why I had the best of both worlds. I was raised by my grandma, but she raised me like I was her kid, but I still had grandma benefits. So I had the best of both worlds.
Yeah, but your grandma didn't exactly show up at 9 p.m., with, like, Tim Hortons. Here you go.
No, my grandma showed up with stuff like gold rings and earrings. That's what she showed
up
with.
I would take gold rings over edible sugar.
I used to love gold a lot when I was younger.
I would take that over edible sugar given to...
Well, I don't give it every day.
Not every day.
I don't give it every week.
But you make your mark.
My grandmother does. My grandmother who is Charles... My grandmother is Charles' great-grandma. And she buys him... something every time she goes somewhere. Every time.
That's love.
Thomas trains.
She's thinking about it.
Cups, bowls, clothes, shoes.
But now we're at the point where
she's thinking about it.
Like, Chuck knew he was coming over here. Actually, we're recording this right here at my mom's house. The quickest way to feel like a child is to sit in here. But he knew coming here. Grandma, Big Daddy.
I'm going over grandma's house.
And he, the like snacks, like Rolodex start rolling. Is it? I eat popcorn.
Snacks.
And,
Rolodex.
Yeah, it's like I eat popcorn.
Hey, my child like his snacks. He like his snacks. He likes to snack. I cannot help that.
And when
maybe it's my fault that he likes to snack.
And when he came here, he knew what
just
was up.
Just you doing that's a Charles thing right there. Take stuff apart right there. You see?
What? I like playing with the pen. I've been playing with the pen the whole time.
And that's your child. That's the stuff he do.
So, is it me or is it influenced by me or like, yeah,
He just acts like you, Sam. There's no other way to put it. He acts like you. So, on Mother's Day, I not only got one Sam, I got another. So, I got two Sams.
Okay, see, as part of my plan...
You know how you had the big bottle of perfume and the little backup bottle that come in the same box?
Bottle?
He's the one
you give to, like, somebody else who don't
no,
even
you,
know
they
get to get...
This is how I used to do it. I would use the little bottle first, and then I would go to the big bottle and put the little bottle in my purse. My point is, y'all the same thing, just one in the big bottle, one in the little bottle.
See, my mom is sitting back... justified right now, like yeah, I've been telling you that for years. But he's a little boy. He's a little boy.
He's all boy. He jumped on the porch today.
Have it ever occurred You used to be a little boy.
No.
And
no,
you grew into a man. You weren't born a man.
Some may argue. No.
And, you know, people said the same thing about you. Sam act just like James. He act just like James. I'm sure he heard it for years and years and years and years. You know, still.
So
he was a little boy.
How old am I? So roughly.
You'd be 32.
I'm doing the math. So
will
roughly.
You be 32 this year?
Yeah. So roughly in 27 years, Chuck is going to sit out with you hosting a podcast about you and this kid.
Possibly.
Yeah.
That very well could happen.
Well, we like the protocol to continue. He has to have a wife first. Thank you very
well,
much.
Well, same way. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying if all things remain equal,
yes,
the math would be 27
better
years from now. He's doing the same thing.
Burn.
He probably had better tech, though.
You may.
I think, boy.
Mm-hmm.
So but, that same mindset, would I be in the back with his kid watching television?
I'm not 100%
halfway
sure
asleep.
Gonna be, but,
you see what I'm saying? It was just saying if all things remain equal.
You'll be able to say... you'll see what everybody else see. The direction would be right there, right in. It'd be a full view for you to see it. You're like, my. You'll be like, it's amazing. Can't nobody do it but the Lord, though. Can't nobody do it but the Lord. You know, you said Xerox, you said carbon copy, all that make a copy. But the Lord is the only one that can make DNA form in the almost exact, because he ain't made nothing just alike. Ain't nobody got nothing just alike.
Oh.
And you're gonna look back and say, wow, this is kind of different.
So yeah, I'm feeling good about that. So the greatness lineage is gonna continue. There's some guy in Detroit and some guy in Georgia who,
and another guy in Detroit.
Right.
Mr. McClain.
Somewhere else.
Mr. Jermaine McClain.
Not as good.
Yes, he's just
as good. Let me talk about your brother.
He love his brother.
I do.
And they love him. They don't pay him no attention.
No, but here's what happens, especially on Mother's Day episodes. I get a phone call.
I'm sure you're going to get two.
From both of them. And it's always like, hey, man, what you just said wasn't all the way true. Like, they nitpick the parts of the... Like, last year we talked about the ghost car. And we told the story of the ghost car.
I still shake my head.
And the story of ghost car, I think towards the end, if memory serves me right, Shawnee called me and he was just like, yeah, the reason you didn't get in trouble is because... Like, I did something years before, but you didn't get in trouble as much because I paid the way. I'm trying to remember. You're like, his main thing was, how did he get drug into something that he was nowhere near? Like, when Ghost Car happened, he was in the military. He was in Texas. Texas or Hawaii?
I believe Hawaii.
Yeah, I think it was Hawaii. And he was like, how did I get drug into it? I explained to him. I was like, oh, yeah, because you did something similar to this years prior.
Yeah,
so
like,
you didn't stress them out enough.
Dad not to let him have the car. He took it anyway.
You know, the most ironic thing is, I'm going to get a phone call for this conversation correcting the story of the previous phone call the conversation. But yes, and Shooty, he was there. He was here last week. He talked about Chris Daniels, and on top of that, can I say, that's good. I'm pretty sure he didn't ruin a couple dresses or with his. Charles
is the reason why I don't like wearing stockings.
Explain.
I put on a brand new pair of what was those silken? You know what I'm talking about, the silk expression, whatever they call it. They come in a little egg. They're like a little egg, a little carton thing.
Okay.
They're like $5 a pair. I put those on to go to Miss Lily's funeral.
Mm-hmm.
The funeral wasn't even over, and I had a hole in my stockings. Because his shoe caught my stockings like it does every time. Charles is the reason why I will not. I like to wear pants to church.
Gotta be honest.
I stockings.
I don't think I put it.
I hate runs in my stockings. Hate. I just want to take the whole stocking off.
I can clearly say
I am not aware if I put runs in any of my mom's stockings.
Oh, I am aware. I just think that wasn't beneficial for this podcast.
So it was abundantly.
Well, because kids, you holding a child.
Yeah.
You the one wearing the pantyhose or the stockings or whatever. They are not aware that they
I know, that's why I don't get mad.
Stockings or whatever. He's just a kid.
That's why I go to
and pick up some Samson, he busy. Just like Sam. They sitting in your lap or whatever, whatever.
Up,
they
down,
ain't being still,
around.
Up and down, whatever, whatever. It happens. And you have to chalk it up. This my child.
You look up and you find I have a car in my pocket at all times.
Yeah, that happened to me too.
Gummy
snacks.
I looked at my other pocket the other day. I had a gummy snack. I currently have a Matchbox car in my pocket.
Yeah, I've got those.
Currently. That's what happened.
I'm fine with that. I'm not fine with the finding one you half asleep when you wake up, you go into the bathroom, and you trip on one or one hit your foot. That's what I'm not cool with. So
then he don't like to wear no clothes. Yes, Sam like to not wear clothes.
You can look at him now.
What are you talking about? I'm wearing two shirts now.
Sam,
okay,
keep on
you
clothes.
A grown
now.
Man. He's a grown man.
When
though.
He was a kid, you didn't like clothes.
Kid, he'd get out his clothes in a minute. That's most
clear. All Charles want to wear is Spider Man boots and drawers.
Well, at least he half dressed.
What for? What a slight flood?
He got
ready.
Boots
and
underwear.
A swim party.
See, he likes.
He fell asleep today with a skull cap on.
Yeah, that was just weird.
I said, why does he just have this hat on?
He just wanted to wear his hat. That's kind of my fault. He wanted to wear his hat, and I didn't stop him. I just said, look, this is gonna keep him quiet. Let him wear the hat. It's more clothes than he usually wears. So
my grandma fussing me so much. Why he got no clothes on? I'm like, grandma, he starts the day with clothes on. Charles goes
yes.
in the bath. Every time he goes to the bathroom to go to potty, he takes a layer off.
Before the skull
every
cap.
Every time.
He did have a shirt and he had his like little sleeping, the pajama pants. You know, you blink, now those pajama pants are now his Paw Patrol underwear. And then somehow
yeah,
that shirt leaves.
The pants was gone. He had a shirt on and an undershirt. He went to the bathroom. The shirt was gone. He went to the bathroom again. The wife beater was gone. So now he just has on drawers. It starts with the socks. It ends with goes to the pants. Now he's starting to take the drawers off.
And no, he's back.
That's where you come in.
He likes
Mama.
To show off. He likes to show off the characters on his little underoos. Mm-hmm. So that's why he wants you to see him. So he appoint this Paw Patrol or this is Thomas or this is whoever the Jake or whoever this is. And I don't know where the hat came from today.
The hat is very random.
I call ignorance on that because he left. He put his toys up because it was time for nap time. And I said, all right, put your toys up. He put his toys up and he had a hat on. And I just said, all right, fine. Great. And he sat down right next to me and he fell asleep with his hat on.
He's the reason why my car looks like Toys R Us right now. But
I can say I've never.
You know what? As a mom, I said, I'm going to be the cool mom. I want a sports car. I want to be the cool mom. I have a minivan.
Yeah.
Point that out.
That's your fault.
I have a minivan. Something I said I would never get ever in life.
I'm good with my car.
Yeah. You got an automobile.
And he does not.
No, that's not the point. I'm happy I got an automobile. My point is, I just said I was not going to drive no minivan.
He doesn't leave toys in my car. He leaves food. So it's like.
Yeah, he leaves his mark. Like, yeah. Sam used to say that about me when we were dating. Talks. He always leaves something in my car. I don't do it on purpose, but that's Charles.
There's
Charles
always
has, like, a whole wardrobe in my car. Two strollers. A car seat. It's just.
I could tell what he ate that day.
You just never. Kids have so much stuff. And you don't realize how much stuff the kid has. Until you start, like, trying to pack it up and give it to somebody else.
And if you're Miss Margot, the governor, that kid has greatness.
Oh, God. I'm done.
Well, what? Well, we are getting around our time anyway because we're almost done. We're almost at an hour. Alrighty. And
thanks for coming back on.
I
love talking to my mom on the podcast. It doesn't have to be special.
I love talking to you too.
It doesn't have to be a topic. It doesn't have to be anything. I just get, you know, it's Mother's Day. I just like talking to my mom.
I just thank God. And I want to, while we're talking, I want to respect Miss Lily Powell, who's went on with the Lord. A great mom.
Yeah.
And I want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. All of Miss Lily's daughters and what have you. And she would be truly missed. And I just want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers all over the world. Not no special state. All over the world. Because it's a great benefit in being a mom. I mean, God couldn't have made nobody else with a special love, unconditional love, like he did mothers.
Hey, you know I'm in the room.
Of course, but like he did a mother to be a mother, to be the border child, to have a child that you responsible for, you know, somebody that you love on, somebody that you help shape and mold. A mother is a great gift, and it's an honor to be a mother. My prayers and thoughts, and it goes out to the mothers that want to be a mother and cannot. And I appreciate them for being adopted moms. That's a blessing. But through it all, a mother in itself is a full-time job. All the time. You cannot retire. You cannot quit. Just like a president could be a president, you know, for so many years.
You still refer to as president, yeah.
But another president could come along. But once you're a mother, you're always a mother. You don't get a chance or a break. You have to continue to be mom. And then your benefits, if there isn't a benefit, is when you're promoted to be a grandma. And so that's extra.
Come over your kid's house and die there.
That's right. That's the greatest benefit.
Are you doing this on purpose? I gotta ask that question. I do have to ask that question. Do you just do that already? Like it's about 8:45.
I be getting off work. I be getting off work. I'm going by your house, and I do what I do. I'm going by Jermaine's house. I do what I do. Wish Terrence would close by so I can go by his and do the same thing.
Well,
but
it's about 8:45.
Just rent you a private jet and just go.
There it is.
He turned off. He turned off the podcast right there. The second y'all start talking about his buddy, he's like, I will catch him next week. I didn't hear that part. But either way, we're going to close up. Happy Mother's Day to
Happy Mother's Day.
Everything related to the podcast, you can find at samshownation.com. We'll see you next week.